again, made mention that we're celebrating our 40th anniversary, and we're having a good time. Many alumni are coming back, and I have three sitting across from me, across from the table here in Pledge Central. John Roberts, the founder of WRTI, is joining me, and Michael Muterick also joining me. He was an announcer here, and also the technical director here, and also Jerry Klein. He was the last student station manager before before WRTI converted to an all jazz format. So, gentlemen, welcome.
It's good to be here.
Happy to be here, Gerald.
Okay, I see you're all smiling, and you're obviously happy to be here, and we appreciate that you're very here. Yes, you're going through memories, thinking of, in fact, you have, oh my goodness, a lot of old WRTI paraphernalia here.
I haven't set foot in this building in 23 years, and I'm telling you, it is bringing back an awful lot of memories. I was going through, I have just loads and loads of tapes from when I was at WRTI from 1966 through 1969. It was a very different station then. We played a lot of different kinds of music. We played jazz, but we also played classical, easy listening, even some country. Had a lot of radio drama on the air, so it was a really interesting time, and it was a good place to get a good grounding in the broadcasting business. As Jeff Ash was telling you in the last hour or two, a lot of the people that you meet in the radio business had their start right here at WRTI.
Okay, and the three of you had your start here as well.
Yes, I did. To me, I'm a little bit different from John and Jerry in that I never had the opportunity to work in this building. To me, this building is something known as Camelot, because when I worked at WRTI from 1964 to 68, we worked in the basement of Thomas Hall, which is across, Norris Street, mm-hmm. I guess. And we had four studios there, and that was the foundation of the station. We never, so I never got to work in this building. This building opened the season after I graduated, and we affectionately referred to it as Camelot because it was okay. A place where everything would work, and
that was also a little bit of a rib at me because mm-hmm. this building was drawn up in 1964. And it took 3 years to complete it and to build it. And so every time we were over in the old building, we never spent anything on any new equipment over there.
I can attest to that.
The idea was that when we went into this new building, everything we had, we wanted to be new. Mm-hmm. And every time somebody complained about the equipment, I'd say, well, we've got just another year or two until that new building is set,
and then we'll be all set.
And so they called it Camelot because I was always dreaming of this new building that they didn't see. But we had a lot of fun, and so Mike is now pointing out he brought one of the instruction books, and what's it say on it, Mike?
Well, this was a program that was for the annual banquet. We had annual banquets at that time, and this was one of the programs, and the title of it is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Camelot, subtitled Mission Impossible.
And
they didn't believe, no. And there are messages in here from the professors, including John Roberts. When you were only 2 years old, there was a WRTI, mm-hmm. went on the air in 1948 from the old Thomas Hall Studios, mm-hmm. etc. So, that being the Carrier Current station at the time.
Originally, we put on, we didn't know how the students would sound on the air, mm-hmm. so we had a Carrier Current station that went around the university but didn't go far beyond that. Okay. So that if anybody made a mistake, said anything wrong, we were safe. Only thing we didn't realize is the FCC could hear us, and every once in a while they called and said, did you know your transmitter's off? We were so weak in signal that nobody called to complain when we went off the air, but it meant that we could try very experimental things.
Okay. If you're just joining me, I'm joined by John Roberts, Jerry Klein, and Michael Muterick, former WRTI alumni, is joining me here in the studio. Telling us about some of their experiences here that they've had during their time here at WRTI, Camelot.